The village of Gunu lies under a vast dome of sky with pastel-coloured houses, modern and the more traditional beehive style that Nelson Mandela remembers from his childhood spilling out of the folds of a valley. The streams, he remembers, are not so visible now, but the fields and pastures lay below me where I stand on the rocks that he and his childhood friends used to slide down. It is in these fields that Madiba learned to fell birds with a slingshot, to gather wild honey and fruits and edible roots. As a five-year-old boy, he wrote in his autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom, he also learned to herd livestock, and through that, he learned of the profound connection between his people, the Abatembu, and their cows. He went to school not far from this windy hill overlooking the village. The Gunu he left behind, with one last sorrowful look back after his father died, doesn't exist anymore. But the place he returned to when he came back to visit his mother's grave in 1990 doesn't exist either. Then, he said, the people looked poorer. The tidy fields he remembered were littered with plastic, something that didn't exist when he was a boy. The village before me now is not one or the other. It is, in fact, larger, more prosperous looking, cleaner, and busier than the one contained in Madiba's memories. And perhaps that's because he built a house here, bringing with him the schools, the clinics, the running water, the electricity, as well as a revenue stream in the form of the museum erected to safeguard his legacy.